Well, good Friday morning. We're here with our Alan Shar talk, and wow, Alan, we are real close now. We're starting, of course, the on-air fund drive on Monday at 6 a.m., and we are at $25,000 to go to reach $1.5 million in the lockbox.
Well, David, thanks to all of the people who have done so much. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and I say, you know, have we thanked people enough for what they've done? One wonderful woman who put up $50,000 and a few people who have put up $10,000 to incentivize everybody else. Some people giving $5, some people giving $500 and $1,000. So now we have $25,000 to go to make a goal which many of us thought was going to be problematic. But we're doing it, and we're doing it in style, and we're doing it early. So now, if we can get that $25,000 this morning, then every penny that comes in today, Saturday, and Sunday, it gets taken off the remaining regular $500,000 that we have to go in the whole fund drive that was going to be the fund drive. So let's say we really do well today and tomorrow. We could come in, you know, with no fund drive, or we could come in with $200,000 or $300,000. If everybody wants in on it, this is the time to do it. I can just say it again. We respect and love everybody who's done so much. And when I wake up in the middle of the night and I think, have we thanked everybody enough? The answer is no. We never can. It's fabulous. It's just fabulous. And we thank everybody. Right, David?
Alan, thank you for your energy. Of course, for those that have been a part of WAMC for so many years, our family, we thank you. And to those of you that will do something undoubtedly, exactly, now or today or over the weekend at WAMC.org.
WAMC.org is the place to go. If you want to make the phone call, if you don't want to use a computer, if you don't have a computer, but you want to use the phone, it's 1-800-323-9262.
Well, let's take a look at some of the national headlines today. It's official. President Trump will not block the release of the House GOP memo on the FBI.
Well, it's very depressing. The idea that the Federal Bureau of Investigation that is supposed to keep us safe is being decimated by this guy Trump. His own Justice Department has come out four square and said, don't do this. There's great doubt that Nunes, who is the fellow in the Congress who first had to step aside because he was under such scrutiny by his fellow members on the Investigations Committee, and now has become the darling of the right because he is insisting he wrote a memo, which many people think, by the way, is fabricated, and then make sure that the people on his committee, his majority, vote against the idea that the Democrats should be allowed to answer in their own memo. And the President of the United States, who is railing against illegal immigration and against people who come into this country who would cause harm and who are plotting. And you get an FBI which is doing this heroic work, and you rip the kishkas right out of the FBI. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I say shame.
Alan, a federal judge, this is from WAMC's website, WAMC.org, a federal judge has declared unconstitutional Florida's procedures for restoring voting rights to felons who have served their time.
Well, we know that there are those in this country who want to expand people's voting rights. They want people to be able to vote early. They want people to be able to vote on weekends. They want people to be able to vote on mail. They want ease in registration and voting. And the way that it almost always breaks down, sorry, folks, I don't think I'm being wrongheaded here, is that the Democrats are all for it. The Republicans are all against it. You find a Republican judge and you may get what you need. The idea that when somebody serves their time, they should be allowed to participate in civic affairs makes great sense to me. The idea that once somebody has done it, they're back in society. You want them to be full, productive members of society. You don't want them walking around with a shackle on their leg so that they always have to look around and say, I'm not a full citizen here. In this case, the judge was absolutely right on the money by strongly issuing a rebuke to the governor. The judge has made it clear that it is unconstitutional to take people's rights away from them.
Alan, rest up this weekend, Monday morning, 6 a.m., listeners, but you have time now at WAMC.org to just do what you know you need to do.
We've all been through so many of these together. Now let's take a victory lap. Let's make this one to remember the time we raised. Get this, everybody. $2 million together. This is magnificent. We owe it all to you.
WAMC.org. We're open now.